the identity of this defense?
I would say just to play fast, physical, just fly around and just play with juice for all four quarters.
What grittiness did you guys show their last two possessions of the first half, keeping them off the scoreboard?
Just that we're going to fight to the end. We're going to fight all four quarters, and we're going to try to just put our offense in the best position to go score and just give us some momentum.
What did TCU do on that last drive that allowed them to go ahead
as a defense? They just made a hit a first down, and after that just kind of chewed the clock by running the ball. So,
Kenny, after you guys played Oklahoma real close, you didn't play real well the next week.
I would say that we're coming along. We're starting to finally put the puzzle pieces together. We just got to finish the game. We got to stay up and keep going. Build off last week. Just build off the season and continue to get better each day.
You guys practiced at AT&T Stadium, is that right?
Yeah, we had a walkthrough there.
Can you tell me what that was about?
It was something that we weren't expecting. It was definitely exciting just to be in there, just being a kid that wants to hopefully play in there one day. So it was definitely exciting for the team to go in there, but it was just a business trip.
What was it like to meet McKee last night? Did you ever met him before?
No, that was my first time meeting him, man. It was definitely exciting to meet a Kansas legend. He gave us encouraging words, told us to go out there and play with our swag and just go have fun.
You think you guys did that?
Yeah, for the most part, I definitely think we do. There's always some areas that I feel like we can get better in and clean up for next week, so that's what we're going to do.
When you're in that desperation mode on that kickoff return at the very end, you know, just trying to get laterals, make something happen, how much do you guys practice those situations and how hard is it to execute?
I would say in the game, those are very hard. that's just a moment, a one-in-a-lifetime moment that's going to happen, so I definitely think we tried our best right there.
Yeah. Over the course of the season, you guys have had shored up the tackling. There were a couple of missed tackles today. What do you attribute that to?
We just got to drive our feet and get guys on the ground, really.
Anything else for Kenny?
Yeah, Kenny, some of you guys have gone down 7-0, especially on the road, kind of gotten out of control a little bit. What do you think about your team today after getting down 7-0?
I feel like we fought all four quarters. We're starting to actually put the game together. We're starting to actually see how the little things connect to each other. And when we're down, we just try not to stay down. We try to find a way to get out the hole and just get some energy going for our team. And that's what we try to do tonight.
It seemed like a lot of times TCU was breaking off some really long runs. Was there anything that was happening to make that possible?
We just gotta execute. That's it. Just gotta execute.
What do you think about
Jacoby's
pick?
It's definitely a great pick. I was trying to get over to take it from him, but I'm definitely excited that he caught it.
Thanks.